Every so many times I be trying to wait till 10 o'clock, I can't wait sometimes. Today we are able to stand. Oh God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, Baba. Oh God, we bless you. Oh God, we bless you and we lift you up. The Bible declares that we ought to enter his gates with thanksgiving and enter his courts with praise. We don't want to be distracted. We don't want to be consumed. We don't want to worry about what nobody else is doing or how they're doing it, but we want to solely concentrate on God. We want to put all our energy, all our thoughts, all our mind, all our heart towards him. He say, enter his gates with thanksgiving and enter his courts with praise. So we bless you on today, God. Before we go any further, we're going to bless you on today, God. We're going to bless you on today, God. We're going to bless you on today, God, because you are worthy. There is nobody else that is like you in all the earth. You are he who was, who is, and who is to come. You, God, is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. There is nobody that is greater than your God. You are he who was, who is, and who is to come. I'm going to say it again. You, God, are the one who is, who was, and who is to come. You are the great I am. You are the Alpha and the Omega. You are the beginning and the end. You are the one who wrote our story. It's not us that wrote our story, God. And we're going to lift you up. We're going to lift you up with the very root of our lips. We're going to lift you up with the clapping of our hands. We're going to glorify you on today, God. Because you are worthy of it, Lord. You are worthy of it, Lord. It is due you, God. We're not going to be modest. We're not going to be too cute. You created us to do it, Lord, with the very fruit of our lips. I don't care who don't do it, but I'm going to bless the Lord at all times. And your praise shall continually be in my mouth, God, because you are worthy of it, God. You've done so much for your people. Oh, God. You've done so much for your people, God. So we want to glorify you, God. And we want to bless you on today, God. We want to bow down to you on today, Lord. He called that out of the oh, God, it's so many times in our lives that we have so much going on, God, that we cannot concentrate on you. So we're going to cast all our cares at your feet. We're going to give you every problem, every worry, and every concern. We're going to give it all to you right now, God, because we want to be empty. We want to be empty enough, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you may be able to enter in. We want you to enter into our hearts. We want you to enter into our minds. We want you to enter into our situations. We want you to enter into our concerns. Oh, God. So we're going to empty ourselves. We're going to empty ourselves right now, God, because some of your people are heavy laden. Some of us got too many concerns going on. And you said, let not our heart be troubled. So we're not going to be troubled, God. We're not going to be worried about it. We are not need no consign. You said that you were going to perfect that thing that concerns us, Lord. So I'm asking you to perfect it on today. Open up the hearts and the minds of your people, God, that they may be able to accept what the Spirit is saying to the church. Open up the minds and the hearts of your people on today, God, that they may understand that everything and everybody got a season and a purpose. Open up the hearts and the minds of your people on today, God, that we may know our place in you, God. Help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and restore your people. Renew, revive, refresh. I God, do it on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, because some of your people, Father God, have fallen by the wayside. Some of your people, Father God, in the name of Jesus, forgot who you are and who they are in you. Oh, God, I'm asking you to help your people today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to be up on Shandere La Casilla. Oh, God, he called my mama, Shandereoko Sia. Oh, God, to return unto their first love. I'm asking you to help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Not continue to do things our own way, to walk in our own will, to do what we purpose is what is purpose. Help us on today, Father God, to submit ourselves under your mighty hand, that we may know, Father God, that it is the work that you're doing in us, God. It is what you perfected inside of us, God. It's not about us. It's not about me, MRV, we don't call Sia. But it's all about you, God. It's all about you, God. And in the local sea, I get a local shot there and I can see. That we may enter into the fullness of your glory, God. That we would not continue, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to walk out for sin. That we would not continue, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to be on a slippery slope. Oh, God, he called it and he didn't know about shutting it and over my shame. I'm asking you to help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. He called it and over my shame and over my shame. Oh, God, that you will be over me, no, 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 that we will lay down out in the local sea, that you may be able to in the local sea, I hear the local sea, do what you do best. And let's see about us, God. Oh, God, I'm standing in the gap for your people on today. In every nation, every tongue, every religion, and every nationality, God. In every culture, in every country, Lord. Oh, mama, and keep your angels in here on today, God, in the name of Jesus, east, west, north, and south, from the roof to the foundation, around the entire perimeter, Father God, that your people will feel your presence as they cross the threshold, Lord. I'm asking you to break up some things on today, Lord. Oh, mama, nere loco si, ayere lo 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 bo ba she, ayere loco si. I have to play this song that he got on my heart. Because a lot of his people really don't know, they really don't understand. They really don't get what God is trying to do in our lives. Because we be so busy looking at one another. We be so busy trying to figure out what we need to do next or how we need to do it. Or we be so concerned about how people looking at us or what they think our image should be. Oh, God. Help us on today, God. Help us to understand and know, Lord, what you have already designed for us. If I could just find the song that he got going on in my mind. Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I want you guys to get yellow sheets of paper and red pens. Please. And start writing down all this stuff that you think or you believe . I can't find this song. It's just ringing in my spirit, y'all. Oh my gosh. I want y'all to get yellow sheets of paper and I want y'all to get red pens. And I want y'all to write down all this stuff that is heavy on your heart right now. I want you to write down any and everything that's been a strain on your brain. I want you to write down all this stuff because I want your mind to be clear and your heart to be empty, that you may be able to understand what the Lord is saying unto us today. Today is the first day of the rest of your life. Can you understand that? See, because there's so many times that we fall by the wayside. We'll do stuff for a little while and then we'll stop. And then we'll start doing it our own way. And then we'll start forgetting what what the way the Lord told us to do. And then we wonder why we in the state that we are in our minds. We wonder why we in the state that we in our hearts. And then we fall into that place of depression. Now we on that roller coaster ride. We so emotionally distraught until it causes us to be shamed and embarrassed and fearful for to do this or for to do that. God ain't got anything to do with that. But what he is doing with every emotion that we deal with, what he is doing with everything that's down in the inside of our hearts, what he doing with everything that concerns us, because we be concerned, check this out, we be concerned about what people think or how they feel about us or what they look or how they look at us. And don't you know that thing that concerns you, God got to perfect that thing down inside of you. So in order for that thing to be perfected down inside of you, he got to get you to a place of not being a person pleaser. Because we be so worried and concerned about what somebody gonna say or what they gonna do or how they gonna act or how they gonna treat us. Now, we not knowing that we got to go through this, or we not knowing that we got to experience this, and it's part of the perfecting. So the reality of it all is that we're not being real. The realism of the reality. We're not being real about it. Why? Because we don't want to open up our heart to accept it. We don't want to accept that thing that we know is real. We don't want to accept that thing that we know is true. We don't want to accept any of these things because it got us in a place of thinking one way when in actuality is another. But don't you know that you are just being barren? Now, this is what he told me. The name of the sermon today is Realism's Reality of the Finished Work. It's got to be some perfecting going on down in the inside of us so that we can learn how to be accurate in controlling our emotions. It's got to be some perfection going on down in the inside of us so that we could be more accurate in how we treat one another. It's got to be some perfecting going on down in the inside of us so that we can be more accurate in how we're going to handle that situation, even though it hurts. We got to be more accurate in handling that situation, even though it was disrespectful. We got to be more accurate. See, this is part of the perfecting of that work that he begun down in, inside of us. But see, we don't want to understand that because we want everything right quick. We want to be in recognition. We want to be in position. We want to get our pat on the back. We want to be able to do this and do that. This is what causes us to be so competitive towards one another. Because I can do this and I can do. Don't you know that you are purposed for an individual and everybody could be a prophet? The Bible declares that Paul said, I wish that everybody would prophesy. Because if we walk in the prophetic realm, that means we are walking in the spirit. The Bible says that we ought to. I'm fit to teach us something today. Because this is what he told me. This is what he told me. I had got up yesterday morning, maybe about 3:30, 4 o'clock. And in the midst of me getting up, I said, you know what? I'm just going to try to lay here just a little bit longer. The Lord said, no, go ahead and get up. I got up and I got to doing everything that I normally do, okay? And preparing myself to get on the prayer line at 5 o'clock. And so in the midst of us getting on the prayer line at 5 o'clock, the Lord was dealing with us about some things. And then after we got off the prayer line and everything, I started doing some things around the house. In the midst of me doing some things around the house, I left, ran my errands, did any and everything that I had to do. And so when I came back, I was like, oh, I'm pooped. So I sat on my couch and pooped, kicked my feet up on the recliner. I'm just relaxing. And I dozed off. And in the midst of me dozing off, I wasn't asleep. I was in the spirit realm. And the Lord just got to show me all kind of conflicting things as I was laying there. And in the midst of me laying there, he got to showing me some stuff about the people in the Bible. But we really don't understand this, because in the biblical days before Jesus came into the womb of Mary's belly, the Lord was trying to teach us some stuff and trying to show us some stuff, but we really didn't understand. So there was only just a few titles over in the Old Testament. And it was the prophet, the prophetess, and the priest. Okay? So in the midst of it, the Lord say, you know what? It's some stuff that ain't right. It ain't right, and we just don't want to accept some things. So the realism of the reality of the finished work. Now, in the midst, he had already begun the work. He had already begun the work when he created Adam and Eve. Are y'all following me? I hope I don't lose nobody today. I hope I don't lose nobody today. Realism. What is realism? It's concern for fact and rejection of impractical and visionary. Realism. It is concern of the truth, the fact, the actuality, and the rejection of impractical and visionary. So the realism is something that we have to embrace first, before we could enter into the reality. The realism is, I cannot allow my thoughts to alter me. All because of what was said or what was done. I cannot allow my thoughts to alter me to act this way or even to turn from my purpose. See, these visionary things, the Bible declares it in Corinthians. We are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down every imagination, the visionary, the impractical thinking. Casting it. Bringing every thought into captivity. So in him beginning, and in the end of it, we may not understand the in-betweens. So the in-betweens will cause us to alter or cause us to altercate. Let me say it another way. It will cause us to conform, or it will cause us to be conformed. So which one do we want to be? Which one do we want to be? It's what he's talking about. Realism is reality. What is reality? It's something that actually exists. It's the quality of being actual. It's something that is real. Not what you conjured up. Not what you think. Not what you see, because we think that people look at us in another way. We think that people are acting or treating us another way than what they treat other people. These are all visionaries and impractical thoughts that we have, because we don't really understand that the work that God begun in us, he got to perfect it, because it's concerning me that you don't like me. So he got to perfect that concern. The Bible declares that I am going to perfect that thing that concerns you. So if it's concerning me that you don't like me, ain't he going to perfect that thing? How is he going to perfect it? Tried and true. I'm going to have to go through some things. I'm going to have to experience some things. Because after like comes what? Okay, let's go to the book. I don't want y'all to get confused. What is perfection? It's freedom from fault or defect. It's a quality or state of being very accurate. Realism is reality of the finished work. We don't understand what he is doing inside of us. We don't understand because of what? Our disobedience. If God tells you to get up and do this and do this and do it this way and do it that, he trying to perfect that thing that concerns you, because you always say, I can't get it right. I don't know what I got to do next. Well, all you got to do is make the right choices. So if he give you instructions to do something, you got to make the right choice to do it. So that envision that you're having about not getting it right, God will make it right, because you are making the right. Is y'all following me? See, that thing that concerns you can only be perfected in the structuring of your obedience. It's, Lord, I know it's hard for me to do this. Lord, I know that. Okay, so if it's hard for, let me, let me, let me. Let me show. See, I'm really going to try not to get ahead of myself. What we don't understand, y'all, is ain't nobody in the entire world got to feel inferior to nobody else. Now why? Because that thing that concerns you is going to be the very thing that gets so much accuracy out of you that God won't get the glory, and then you'll understand the purpose. You can't understand the purpose if you still trying to be you. You can't understand the purpose if you still thinking the way that you think. You can't understand the purpose if you keep being stuck and you can't see your future. You don't understand it. I'm going to give y'all the scripture. Y'all think I'm kidding. Let's go to the book of Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 4. I'm going to show y'all today what he said to me. He woke me up. In the midst of him waking me up, the only thing that I heard was two words. Realism's reality. I say realism's reality. He said, yeah. He said, because the people and the folk really don't understand. He said, but I want you to tell them. I want you to show them. I want you to give them the scripture. And I want you to give them an example. I said, okay, Lord. And then he took me all the way back to the New Testament. He took me all the way back to the New Testament and started giving me little snippets of some examples from the book. And him giving me these snippets, he said, they need to understand the realisms of the reality of the finished work. Because we all have work to do in God. Are y'all getting that? We all are part of the body to make the work go forward in ministry. I ain't just talking about in these four walls. I'm talking about you. You. I'm talking about you as an individual. That I'm finna prove it. Listen to this. Ephesians chapter 4. We're going to start at verse 11. And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers. And so this one, before he gave me the scripture, he took me back to the Old Testament. He said he gave some apostles. And then he started telling me about Paul. He said, now Paul said in his word, and I'm paraphrasing y'all. I'm going to paraphrase a whole lot of it. Read the book. They're all familiar stories. He said, Paul said,
there's nothing plain.
I am the least of these. I'm always being left out, I feel like. It seemed like no matter what I do or how hard I try, now this is Paul, because he venting. In scriptures, he vent. No matter how hard I try, it seems as if I'm always the least. And I ain't got this, and I ain't got that. And that, this is what Paul said. The Lord considered him an apostle. Okay? The prophets. He said, now, what we don't understand about a prophet is that it's the words of God. I don't care who it's coming from. It's the words of God. And the prophets, they had to endure disrespect. The prophets had to endure threats for their very life. The prophets had to even run for their very lives. The prophets were killed. Hated. They hated to see the prophets come. Did you hear what I say? Then, the evangelists. People don't even understand that John the Baptist was an evangelist. He wasn't, he an evangelist. Repent. And he got his head cut off for speaking the truth. Now we're talking about the apostles, probably the pastors. They talked about, they dogged, they lied on people. It's, they hated. And the teachers, folk point the finger, wag hands, you think you know what I'm, you know, listen to this. Realism's reality of the finished work. So, Jeremiah said, you want me to go back in there and they're going to kill me. They trying to kill me and you sending me to you. Was that not fear? Was that not hesitation? Was it not? But see, because Jeremiah was not just called, but he was chosen, and he surrendered himself. He activated some things inside of him. That nevertheless, I'm still gonna do it. And then I'm gonna run. Because he did it, baby, but he knew how to run. Did y'all hear what I say? He knew how to hide. And in the midst of it, let me tell you how God finished the work inside of us. He'll have you to do something to see if you're going to be obedient, then he'll protect you from the danger. Did he not do that for Jeremiah? For Ezekiel? Did he not do it for Isaiah? And all the other people in the book? He did it. Because let me tell you the one thing. We be so concerned about what people say, what they do, how they gonna do it, or how they gonna accept us until it hinders us from doing what God say do. It prevents us. Come on, you guys. Let's go to the book of Ephesians. And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. So guess what? It's some things that is required of you. God measuring you up. He's sizing you up. He got to make sure that you are perfect and entire and accurate in order for you to come into the fullness of his son Jesus. If you don't come into the fullness of his son Jesus, you might as well go and serve the devil. Just do it. How is he going to perfect that thing? Let me give y'all some definition because y'all need to understand this. What is perfect? Listen to this. He gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints. What is perfect? It's satisfying all requirements. So I'm not going to get mad when that evangelist come up to me and tell me this and tell me that. When the pastor preaching, I'm going to say, ouch. And then I'm going to try to turn. When I'm being taught something so that I can get an understanding, I'm going to receive it that I won't lean to my own understanding. God can tell any and everybody in here their gift and their calling. Did y'all hear what I say? But everybody don't enter and step into it because of what? Disobedience. You cannot please God being disobedient. You can't. Because that disobedience causes you to doubt. And if you doubt, that means you wavering in your faith. And if you wavering in your faith, all right, I just said it, you surely cannot please God. The Bible says so, not me. I'm not making this stuff up. This is what he said. Perfect. It's to make better. See, in order for him to finish that work that he begun in you, he got to make you better. It's to bring something to a state where nothing remains undone. I got to make sure you have patience, because if you got patience, it'll be easy for you to tolerate that liar. If you got patience, it'll be easier for you to understand the liar. If you got patience, it'll be easier for you not to be so unseemly and get mad so quick. I got to make sure that you have, see, I got to finish that work that I've begun down inside of you, because I got to measure you up. Now, what is measure? It's an estimate of what is to be expected as of a person or situation. It's an action planned or taken to achieve a desired result. It's something set up as an example against which others of the same type are compared. Now, what do we mean by that? I don't mean compare yourself with one another, but I need you to understand that I set you apart. So you're not going to act like them because he acted like that. You're not going to indulge in that conversation because I already told you not to. You're not going to be a gossiper and a busybody. You're not going to be opinion. You're not going to allow the visionary. Okay. What is measure? It's to find out the size, extent, or amount of. See, a lot of us don't understand what God put inside of us, and it's a big size of it. See, when he want to finish that work, he puts us in a place of discomfort so that you can understand that you too big for that place you in right now. So he got to size you up. You need to be able to understand. You need to be able to understand that it is beyond what you think or even what you believe inside of your heart concerning you. Because we don't need nobody else higher than local C to put us down with building up ourselves. We don't need nobody else to say you ain't good enough, because we think we ain't anyway. Or more than enough. It's these own epic thoughts that we have about ourselves. See, he said, I gave every man, listen to this, a measure of faith. So you need to know the extent of what faith is. If you don't know the extent of what faith is, how will you ever trust me with you entirely? I got to perfect your doubt, and I got to turn it into your belief. And the only way that I could turn it into your belief is if I size you up. I got to inside you. I got to make sure that the measure of faith that I put down inside of you, even though it's a mustard seed, it's going to turn out to be real great. So I'm going to take you through some stuff. I'm going to take you through some stuff. Not just to build your faith up, but that you know that God is. You'll be able to trust me, even though you see something you can't control. You'll be able to trust me, even though it's hard to believe because you've been in it for so long. How about the wait, y'all? You'll be able to trust me. So I got to let you know the extent of the faith that I measured inside of you and the size of it that will cause your hope to bring things into manifestation. I hope y'all find me today. See, because I'm not going to be around some folk that just ain't got the kind of faith and just don't believe. I'm not finna be that. You can be my mom, my daddy, my sister, my brother, baby. I told y'all what the Lord had told me. This is what he told me. And I shared this with y'all just a couple weeks ago. I said, the Lord told me. He said, I had to separate you from your family. I thought that I was just being exiled and they just stood there and didn't. He said, no, I had to separate you, because if I had not separated you from them people, that I put you in a lineage, if I had not, you would not have never walked into your purpose in me. See, I had to show you the extent of what I put down inside of you, and I couldn't do it with the people you were communicating with. I couldn't do it with the atmosphere that you were in. I couldn't do it like that. So I had to get you out of that comfort zone so that you could be by yourself, because I told y'all I ain't had nobody, so that you could be by yourself so that you can call on me. And if you call on me, then I can measure your heart. And me measuring your heart, it may be but a handful in size, but I can make it real big. I can make it real big that it can't be held. I'm going to get back to my story in a minute. Listen to this. What is measure? It's to find out the size, extent, or the amount of. Listen to this scripture again. Because this scripture ministered to me, so y'all, I was crying. He said, start from the top. And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints. See, God got to perfect some things down inside of us so that what? For the work of the ministry. See, I cannot use you until I have started to perfect you. And my perfecting in you is going to start you to work. Work, yeah, because you my ministry. Don't y'all know we God's ministry? You my ministry. So if I begin that work in you, then you are gonna start working on you. You gonna work on yourself. I'm telling y'all, listen to this. Listen, it gets better for me. It gets better for me. Listen. And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of the Christ. So if he's working on me, then what he put down inside of me is not just for me, but it's for all of us. So if I share that thing with you, I'm going to edify you when you're in that low place, when you're in that dark place. place, when you're in that sad place, when you're in that place of thinking that you're not a part of, when you're in that place of thinking and believing that you got to be seen or you got to be heard. Because what I put down inside of you and a stint of it that I gave you, baby, let me tell you something. Your gift gonna make room for you. Shh. You ain't gotta say nothing. You ain't gotta prove nothing. Cause I'ma move you on up to the top. You finally got a piece of the pie. Did y'all hear me? Did y'all hear me? You ain't gonna have to worry about all that mediocre stuff or all that little stuff. You ain't gonna have to worry about none of that because I'm gonna start running time. And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Now we are all one body. Listen. Till we all come in the unity of the faith. Because he wants us to be all on one accord. So if you got a little faith, and I got mediocre faith, and then I got a little bit more faith than you, and then you got the faith that would have seen anything, that mountain would move. We all come together as one. Baby, won't the mountain just move, but it'll be crushed. One accord in the one man. For the edifying, for to lift us up. So if your faith little, what do the Bible say? Strong points have been in firmness of the weak. It does not mean just sickness. So if I see that's your weak area or that weak place in you, and I'm a little stronger because I went through it or I got through it and God done already brought me through it, then I'm going to be able to tell you something. I'm not going to be embarrassed because I had to go through this. I'm not going to be embarrassed because he's approving me about this. I'm not going to be embarrassed or ashamed to say something because I'm so worried about what somebody else say. So he put me in a position that I'd be able to tell my story. And if I tell my story and you look at me funny, then I already know that God is doing the work inside of you concerning Jude. How about that? How about that? I know. And I'm not going to look at you funny. I'm not going to act funny. I'm just going to pray for you. I'm going to pray for you. And in the midst of me not judging you because you judging me, I know I'm working on me. So the work that he's doing inside of me is going to help me to minister to you about that very thing that I already went through. So I already know. And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists, some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God. So if I'm going to be elevating my faith and helping everybody else to elevate their faith, then we're going to come to an understanding. We're going to come to the knowledge of God. We're going to know, and we ain't going to be living on an edge. We ain't going to have to live on the edge because we all came into the knowledge of God through what? Through faith. And my faith has caused me to hope. And my hope has caused things to manifest. And in the manifestation, it makes me want to just trust him. I'm going to trust him even in spite of it all. Till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son God unto a perfect man. Nothing left or remain to be undone. So he's going to make me perfect unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature. It was all set up. And what is the stature? It's a quality or status gained by what? Growth. We got to mature at some point. Growth, development, or achievement. Growth. I got to grow first, that God is doing that work inside of me while I'm working on myself, and then I'll be able to develop the stature that he has given me, and then I can go into the fullness of God. I achieved it, y'all. That's what I achieved. That's my achievement. That's what I'm... Okay. Let me go back to this is what it says. Till we all come into the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the what? The fullness of Christ. I cannot be full and entire if I do not allow him to complete the work that he already begun down inside of me. I may not be able to understand that work because I'm not God. I may not be able to understand that work because I've been trying to figure it out. I can't figure it out. I'm almost a lunatic trying to figure it out. I don't even know what to do, how to say it, when to do it. I don't even know how to approach it. I don't even know how to approach our person. But he perfecting that work down inside of me, and he giving me the knowledge that I may walk in the fullness of God. And then it goes to the Philippians. Listen to this. This did it right here when he said this to me. Ha! This did it. Let's go to Philippians. This is what he did. This is what he's saying. It causes me to have confidence, y'all. Philippians chapter 1, verse 6. Being confident of this very thing, what is confident? Having a showing great faith in oneself or one's ability. Having a showing a mind free from doubt. Being confident of this very thing, that he which have begun a good work in you will perform. What's to perform? To have a certain purpose. It's to present a portrayal or performance of. It's to carry through as a process of completion. Is y'all getting it? Being confident of this very thing, that he which have begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. So I know I got to go through that process of him buffeting me, because I keep on doing the same thing over and over again. I keep on thinking too little of others about me. I'm not going to worry about that, because he clearly told me not to be a man pleaser, but to be a God pleaser. I got to make sure and very sure that I'm not pointing a finger and wagging a head, because that time that they said this or that they done that and they made me feel some type of way, I had my own opinion. I don't give a rat's tail what they said, how they said it. They did it. They said it. I believe it because of their actions. That's my story, and I'm taking it to my grave. So he got to size me up. He got to show me the extent of the hate that's down inside of me so that love can reside inside of me. Because as long as I keep on hating, I'm not going to be entire, because God is love. Ain't that what he said? God is love. He even taught us how to love. He said it's kind. It's patient. It's... Come on, somebody. I know I'm going to be entire in him, because I have my confidence in him. That what he begun inside of me, I don't care what it look like to others, because it don't matter to me. But I want you to look at me and say, good and well done, my faithful servant. Faithfulness is obedience. Faithfulness is consistency. Faithfulness is loyalty unto the Lord. Faithfulness is nevertheless. I'm confident in it. That's the reality of it. So the realism of the reality of the finished work, I got confidence that what he begun down inside of me, he's going to bring it to a place of completion. And in order for me to be completed in that thing, I got to be sized up the extent of it and the amount of whatever it is that he want to pour out of me so that I could be entire and not missing nothing. Not missing nothing. Nothing missing, nothing broken. So even though you broke my heart, it ain't breaking me. Come on, somebody. Because he perfecting him. Why every time I'm always getting hurt? This is what we hear. Oh, it just hurt so bad. Because you saying that or you did that. Oh, it just hurt. It just, yeah, I know. I experienced it. But he got to let you know that you're going to be entire in that hurt. You may have a broken heart, but it ain't going to break you. Did y'all hear what I say? You may be disrespected, but even in the midst of it, you're not going to be disrespectful. Come on, y'all. You, did y'all get it? I'm just saying. This is how he perfect that thing that concerns us. Oh, you don't respect me. Oh, you don't. Yeah, but you still being disrespectful. So the Lord got to teach you how to respect others before you can even obtain respect. Come on, somebody. That's how he perfects you. That's how he start churning. C-H-U-R-N-I-N-G. I see it. That's how he start churning some things down inside of you. Changing some stuff. Changing your perspective and your attitude. Oh, I just feel like I'm all alone. And why do you feel like that? So I got to perfect you in being by yourself so you can know you ain't. Because I said I never leave you nor forsake you. So what's the problem? I ain't got no friends. Don't nobody call me and don't nobody talk to me. Now, why would you say that? Because I proved to you I was more than a brother, sister, mother, father when I told you I was a friend because I died for you as a friend. Come on. So I got to perfect that thing down inside of you or the need of having folk around you. I tell y'all, it's a lonely walking ministry. You be all by yourself. You better learn how to, I want to go out to dinner, but I don't want to go by myself. You better go by yourself because you better have in your mind, oh, Lord, come on and sup with me. Sit at the table with me. Baby, you better get to that place or to that point. Oh, you know what? I don't even want to be around them because they make me feel like this and they make me feel like that. And I don't even want to. Oh, okay. I got to perfect it, so I'm going to make sure you ain't got no choice but to be around them. And I got to have you get into a place of perfection of pray for them that despitefully use you. And persecute you and talk about you. I got to perfect that thing down inside of you so that you won't do what they do. I got to make sure that you ain't trying to do no get back. So I'm going to tell you once and twice, vengeance is mine. And I'll say not an eye for an eye or two. If somebody do something, if they smack you, turn the other cheek. Oh, how easy is that? Lord, they hit me first. I say vengeance is mine. I'm talking about that perfecting of the ministry down inside of you. See, God got to perfect some things down inside of you as an individual and perfect it that you can grow, that you can mature, that you can develop, and then you can achieve it. Did y'all get it? Y'all got me sweating. Yeah. Did y'all hear that? That's what he showed me. That's what he showed me. We fall off the bandwagon so much and stuff like that. And then when I was in the shower, he say, why don't you tell them that we looking at everybody else, who the Lord using them and the Lord doing this and the Lord doing that. And then we fall back or we lay back or we sit in the back or we act back or we do back or we walk back. He say, don't you know I'm coming to get that one. I'm going to leave them 99 because they doing what they supposed to do, but I'm going to come and get you. So you wonder why he keep coming to you to approve you. You wonder why he keep coming to you begging you. You wonder why. Because I said, I'm going to leave that 99. And I'm going to come get that one because I have no delight that any of my people should perish, not even the wicked. So I got to perfect that thing in you and that double-mindedness. Huh. How you? Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't, sometimes I will, sometimes I won't. I got to make sure you're not afraid of anything. Because I said in my word that very thing that you fear the most will come upon you suddenly. So I got to make sure that you're not afraid and know that I am there with you. You ain't by yourself. I'm not a God of fear. But a God of power so that you ain't got to be afraid of it because you know I hold all the power in my hand. A God of love, and I love you so much that I'm going to activate that power in your favor. What did he say? I'm going to work it all out for you good. And of a sound mind, so that you could be settled inside of your own mind and knowing that I got the power and I love you enough so you ain't got to be conflicted. What I've told you, let not your heart be troubled. Why you troubled? I got to perfect that spirit of worry inside of you. So, because if I perfect that work down in the inside of you, regardless to what it is, I can perfect it and you can help somebody else to be entire in me. Because you're going to edify them through your what? Experience. I'm making you an example. I mean, is y'all getting it today? Is y'all getting it today? I want y'all to understand what he's saying to us. I want y'all to understand what he's saying to us. There it is. If you did not go through the process, you would not understand your purpose. You got the one you wonder why you got without. Lord, I'm tired of you whooping on me. Lord, you tell me this and you tell me that. You know, somebody told me before this what they said to me, it just blew me. God don't work like that. How you know how God works? Because he said his ways and his thoughts ain't like ours. You better let him work that out of you while he working on you. If it had not been for it, I would not have known the extent of the oil that he put down in inside of you. It's all a process. For to get to that place of completion. This is the month of rededication, you guys. Everybody know that every year, the year number 8, the year of rededication. And so I said, Lord, I said, you say this is the year of rededication. He said, yeah. Really? I said, well, Lord, you have me to do this every year for rededication. He said, what do number 8 represent? New beginnings. So I've got to be confident that he's going to complete the work that he already begun in me as an individual. I'm confident in that for that new. Let me tell y'all, give y'all a little snippet about the revival. When the first day was renewed, the second day was revived, and the last day was restored. Gabrielle, let me tell you something. She's a new member. She come as much as she can, but she can't come on Sundays because she work. When I tell you, she started crying on the altar. We was all up here. The Lord was dealing with all of us. And then the Lord said, tell her to share what I just showed her. She said, the Lord showed me a casket, and it was inside of a grave. And when he opened the casket, it was me. She said, and he told me that I was dead, but now I am alive. And so she started explaining it. And when she was telling us, the Lord got to showing me how a lot of us are dead in our spirits, in our lives, in our minds. And he said that he wanted to renew us to our proper position in our original state, which is good. He wants to help us to come into the reality and the realism of our true purpose in him. So what we go through, what we experience, how long we've been there, it's only him perfecting the size, the extent, and the amount of the oil that he put inside of you for his purpose. Did y'all hear what I say? It's for each and every. We ain't got that. We stop trying to pull yourself to fold. Stop trying to be sick. Stop. All the stuff that he just had me to tell you guys. It's all contrary to what the Bible says. So he had me to give y'all an example, and then he had me to give y'all a scripture. I paraphrased it so that you could comprehend it and understand you're never by yourself. You're never alone. You sit up here and say, oh, I don't feel like I'm apart. You're under God, set you apart. Sometimes God wants us to be by ourselves so that we can be more in tune. I was just saying to him, he said, no, more in tune. We got so much noise going on up here because we got a broken heart or because this person or this thing or this. Don't you know that you got. It's a French word that I learned called grande. G-R-A-N-D-E. Grande. In English, it means you're going to be grand. It means huge. It means. In French layman, it means humongous. Grand. Not grand, but grand. I'm talking humongous. So the realism of the reality of what God doing in you, we as people got to allow him to perform the work, to perform something is to bring it into completion. Let me give y'all the definition to perform. To perform is to have a certain purpose. It's to present or a portrayal or a performance of. It's to carry through as a process of completion. Know that he is going to perform that work that he has already begun in you. Now, in performing that work and perfecting that work, you're going to have to go through some things. You're going to experience some things. It's going to be some stuff that's said to you, done to you, acted towards you. It's going to be all these things. But what he is doing is perfecting some things down inside of you that you cannot just walk in your divine destiny, but you would embrace your purpose in him. Come on, y'all, it's praying time. Write all down this stuff. Because don't nobody really know what you done been through. Don't nobody really know how long you been in that situation. Don't nobody know how bad that broke your heart or how deep it stung or how ugly it made you. Or how much people disrespect you or lied on you or hated you or deceived you or cheated on you or tried to recruit people to hate you or they don't nobody know. Don't nobody know your story like you know your story. But in you knowing your story, I want you not to have your own visionary perception. Stop questioning God. Why? Go ahead and question him. And listen to my voice and remember this. When you question him, remember this right here. Oh, baby, I'm just perfecting something in you. That's all I'm doing. He said, you're going to get a reward if you endure to the end. That's what he said. Yellow sheets of paper and red pens, write down all this stuff. We don't want to be in that place of being stuck. We don't want to be in that place of having lost hope. We don't want to be in that place of thinking and believing it won't change, can't change, because it ain't changed. The Bible says that we also always pray and not to faint. Don't faint in your praying. Don't faint in your pressure. Don't faint in your prayer. Be more obedient unto the Lord. You doubt, hey, Lord, help us in our unbelief. Again and again. Don't stop. Stop and go, stop and go. Double-minded. He perfecting that thing down there. I don't want to be double-minded. I don't want to be wishy-washy. I don't want to be that. Okay, so he's going to challenge you to see how long you stand firm. And then you fall off again. Get back up. Because he perfecting it. The only way that you can be perfected in something is if you keep going through some things. Baby, if nothing else, let me tell you what God has taught me. I just get to thinking about all the different stuff. It's so much. But the one thing he's bringing to me right now. How to not to be disrespectful to people who disrespect me. If he done taught me that, man. And people are so, and I just be like, I just smile. People have been so mad and so disrespectful until I asked this one person this question one time. I say, why are you mad? Because I ain't mad at you. I'm just going to pray for you. Why you provoking me? Why you want to fight? What did I do to make you want to lay hands on me? What did I say? Never said nothing disrespectful. Never told a lie. Never acted unseemly. I just spoke the truth and it make you want to fight. And then the Lord got to show me all the examples in the Bible. He said, think about me. He said, when I spoke the truth, they wanted to fight me. Didn't they? He said, what I do, I spoke the truth and then I slipped away. Baby, not just the prophets slept the way Jesus did too. Don't nobody know your story. Don't nobody know what you've been through. Don't nobody know the struggles. Believe me when I tell y'all, those struggles are the perfecting process. It's a perfecting process. Or how to accept it. Lord, teach me how to accept the unacceptable. And it's been so much stuff that you have been like, okay, that's unacceptable to me. You said it. That's unacceptable. But you ain't got no choice but to accept it. Because he trying to perfect that thing down inside of you so you won't be grudging. So you won't be, you know what? I know what I'm going to do. So you won't be conjuring up your visionary notions. You know, he perfected some things inside of us. I don't know how long I'm going to feel this pain. I don't know how long you're going to keep pulling out your arm ride, Lord. Pay attention. He said, I pull out my arm ride. Psalms 23. Even though doing that, he said, I'm going to comfort you. Come on, y'all. He beat us and then he love on us. Ain't that what we do to our children? We punish them, but we still love on them. We do. He working some things. You may not see it or you may not understand it, baby, but guess what? He does his best work in the dark. So that thing that you doubt, that thing that you fear, that thing that you think ain't like I see, God say, I gotta keep you blinded to it. Because if you put your hands to it, you may mess it up. Write that stuff down. Just before you start to fall apart, remember God does all his best work in the dark. We know he does his best work in the dark when he said, let there be light, eh? Wow! Why did you show me that? So even in that dark place, let there be light. He's doing his best work while you don't know stuff. He's doing his best work. Sometimes your faith and the facts don't line up. When you're trying to believe, he does his best work in the dark. Y'all, he knows just what we need, how much of it we needed, and even when we need it, he knows. He knows. God moving some things for you, Chi Chi. Thank you, Jesus. Sit back and let him work. Come on, y'all, kids. Let me. let me alone, child. Come on, come on, come on. And then I want every child, when you go back to your seat, please get on your knees. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Let go and let him work. Concerning your children, concerning your marriage, concerning your household, concerning your love life, concerning your friendship, on your job. Thank you, Jesus. When you don't think this or you don't think, stop thinking so, you think too much. Thank you, Jesus. God is working. Thank you, Jesus. Just before you start to fall apart, remember God does all his best work in the dark. Thank you, Jesus. Don't nobody know your story. Don't nobody know what you went through, how you've been through, or even what you're going through now. Everything that you guys put on the altar, I want y'all to trust and believe God for it. I want y'all to stand on his word on today. It may have been a struggle. It may have been hard. But this is the month of rededication. And we want to begin again. We want God to complete the work that he begun down inside of us. And in doing so, that means we got to submit ourselves under his mighty hand. That means that we got to allow ourselves to be released into him and give him all them troubles, those cares, those concerns, those worries, those fears, those tears, that thing that you ain't got no control over, that thing that is causing you to be in that place, that thing that's causing you to act a certain type of way, that thing that's causing you to be heavy, that thing or that situation that's causing you to think or believe that it won't change. Or that it can't change. That thing that has broken your heart. That person that has broken your heart. We want to give God all these things on today. Because these are the things that got us in that place. Of thinking and believing that he is not doing what he want to do. He is not doing what he do best. And that's perfecting that thing that's down in the inside of us. Father God, I'm asking you to touch each and every individual that's on this altar. Covers in your blood and hides behind your cross. Give us your strength, your peace, and even your hope. You know what each and every last one of us need. Father God, you know it's my name. You number the very hairs on our head. You know, Father God, the struggles, the trials, the extent, the size, and the amount, or whatever it is you want to work out of us while you work in us. Lord, I'm asking you right now to perform that work that you have already begun in each and every last one of us individually. Let us walk in our divine destiny and embracing our purpose in you for your purpose intentionally, Lord. Help us on today, Father. Father God, to uproot those things, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that causes us to think and believe that we need to be acknowledged or even accepted. Help us on today, Father God, to realize, Lord, that you accepted us when you engrafted us into your kingdom, because you placed us in a high place. You placed us in a place, Father God, that was high because you say that we are royalty. Lord, I'm asking you right now in the name of Jesus that you would allow your people to accept and receive these things in you. Lord, because they are not at the bottom, God. They are not that they'll go see the last, because you say you're going to make the last first. Let them realize that, Father God, in the name of Jesus, why they always think that they last, Lord, that you pull them to the forefront. Oh, God, I'm asking you to help your people to understand, God, that they are not behind, because you say we are not the tail, but we are the head. Help us to understand and embrace these things on today. Oh, God, help them to know, God, that you're perfecting that thing down inside of them, Lord, where they don't go see. They're thinking so little of themselves. Build up their confidence in you and trust in and believe in you, Father God, that we could come together in unification and having that faith, Lord, that you will sustain your people. Oh, God, I'm asking you to give us your courage on today. Give us your courage on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. that we will begin again and move forward and continue on and press. Lord, I'm asking you to help your people on today, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that they will not be in that place of thinking and believing, Father God, that they got to be afraid to step up and be obedient. Be afraid to lead or go shot in like I see. Oh, God, I'm asking you to help us, Lord, because you said you'll lead in 99 and go get that one. Help us on today, Father God, to be more consistent and faithful unto you, that you ain't got to keep running behind us, Lord, but we will run unto you. Let us open up our hearts on today. Remove the heart of our heart, God, and a stiff neck. Let us turn from our wicked ways and evil actions. Let us mature and grow in you spiritually as well as naturally, Father God, that we will lift up a standard for you and really live by the stature that is required of us in you, God, that you would say, good and well done, my faithful servant. Oh, God, I'm asking you to help us on today and give us a heart of absolutions and even forgiveness, that person that broke our heart, that person that keeps breaking our heart, oh, God, it will not take us in a place of brokenness, because while we are being broken off, God, you are breaking some things off. Help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to accept these things, and knowing that you are perfecting some things down inside of us, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that we would not get into a place of being disgusted. Help us on today, Lord. Help us right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, not to worry about what other people thinking or even saying, because you say we ought to be a God pleaser and not a man pleaser. Uproot some things on today, Father God, and remove any doubt, because you say that if we ain't got no faith, it's impossible to please you. So help us, Father God, build up our faith, Lord. Help us on today, Father God, and stabilize us, because you said in your word that we don't even need a whole lot of it, just the size of a mustard seed. That's like a pinch. Help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, in our faith, and help us even in our unbelief. Remove any doubt on today, God. Remove any embarrassment, shame, fear, or hesitation. Help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to be entire and complete in you. Uproot any and everything that causes us to be disgusted. Uproot any and everything that causes us to be judgmental, pointing our finger, and even wagging our head. Give us your peace. Give us your hope. Give us your direction on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, because we don't even know what way to go. We do not even know how to approach a thing. So we come into you on today, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and we ask you for wisdom. Wisdom on how to approach a thing. Give us the knowledge, Lord, that even when we approach it, we'll know what to say and even how to act. Oh, God, and then give us the understanding that we will not lean to our own understanding. Oh, mama, nene, like I see. Oh, mama, help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to be perfected in you. Remove any troubles that we have in our hearts and even in our minds. Oh, Lord, help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, not to be discouraged in the waiting. Help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and understand, God, that you say not to be anxious for nothing, and that you are preparing our hearts to receive these things, because a lot of us ain't even ready yet. Oh, God, help us to go through the process. Give us a completion that we need, Father God, in entirety in you. Oh, God, we want to walk in the fullness of your glory. We want to walk in the fullness of your truth. Give us a heart of acceptance on today, God. Whether it's rebuke, give us a heart of acceptance on today, God. Whether it's correction, give us a heart of acceptance on today, God. Whether it's truth, give us a heart of acceptance on today, that we may be able to receive you in the entirety. Help us on today, God. We need your help. We need you in any and every area of our lives. So even help us, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and instill your will even in our children. Oh God, oh God, oh God. We need you today, Lord, like we never ever needed you before. Even in our marriages, in our homes, in our families. Help us on today, God, that your will, your way, your purpose, and your plan will be done. Let us not be be detrimental to our own selves. Help us on today. Help us on today. Give us the courage that we need, God, that we will continue to move forward and press towards the mark of the prize of the high calling. Remove that spirit of rebellion. Remove that spirit of disobedience. Let us not compete with one another, because your word said that it is all one spirit, and it is your spirit that is working inside And we don't want your glory, because you say nobody will have your glory. It makes us walk in pride. Help us not to be prideful. Sever any and everything that's out of the Okoshana. Remove any jealousy, envy, and backbiting. Tell barren covetousness, Lord. Any wicked and evil thoughts. Remove any and everything that causes Father God to pray to figure a white head. Remove these spirits on today, God, that your will, your way, your purpose, and your plan be done. Help us on today to be cleansed and washed. Give us a heart of absolutions and forgiveness, because that person keep doing this. That person keep saying this. Remove it on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we will be cleansed and washed over, even in our minds and our hearts. We don't want to be in despair. We don't want to be in disdain. Help us on today, God, to know, Lord, that you are not a God of confusion, but a God of power, love, and a sound mind. Give us soundness and assurance in our hearts. Give us soundness and assurance in our minds, that we will not continue to be conflicted in our thoughts. Oh God, heal the land, heal the hearts, heal the bodies. Heal today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that your truth will rest, rule, and abide down in the inside of us. We don't want to keep doing the same old thing. We don't want to keep acting the same old way. We repent on today. We confess on today. We release any and everything that has broken our heart. We release any and everything that has broken our spirit. Oh God, oh God, oh God, help us on today to be more prayerful. Help us on today to be more complete in you. We need you, God, because we cannot do it on our own. Help us today, Lord. Every prayer written, every prayer hidden in our hearts, the one on the altar, the ones on the wall, the ones that we never ever speak about, the ones we even forgot about, I'm asking you to release and dispatch your angels on our behalf. I'm asking you to do it today, God. Hold my mind in the local seat. Lift those hands to the Lord. Because we need you, Lord. So he want me to say the 23rd Psalm so that you can understand everything that he said on today. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. And you not wanting, that means he perfecting that thing that is inside of you. You want this and you want that. You don't want this and you don't want that. That's that perfecting, y'all. He's our Lord, our God, our King, our everything. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He didn't say I will. He said I gotta make you. He gotta make us over, y'all. He got to make us over, y'all. He want us to be in our right positions in him. He want us to be in our right state of mind. He leadeth me beside the still waters. In the midst of him making you to do something, we got to allow him to lead us to the purpose that he has already designed for us. So that requires obedience and submission. He restoreth my soul. In us submitting and being obedient, he's going to restore us back into our proper place in him, which is good. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. That's that stature that he had me to talk about today. It's things that is required of you to do right, to make right decisions. Yeah, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you may walk there, baby, but that's not your residence. The troubles may be there, but they will not trouble you. Why? Because I would fear no evil. God is not a God of fear. The Bible says that he casts out fear in the midst of him perfecting that love. Perfect love casts out fear. So as he perfecting that love, the love be talking about is you understanding how much he loved you. If you understand how much he loved you, he's perfecting that love inside of you. So you're not going to be afraid of anything because you know he's your shepherd. You know that he's there with you. For thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff comfort me. So that rod is him correcting you. It's him buffeting you. It's him purging you. In the midst of him doing all these things, he's comforting you. Because he got to prepare you to receive some stuff. Thou prepare for table before me in the presence of my enemies. So you ain't got to get no revenge, or you ain't got to worry about what they say. Because he's going to raise you up and let you shine in the midst of the folk and the people. Thou anointest my head with oil, and he's going to anoint you so that your cup can run over. His oil never runs out. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. That mercy, y'all. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. I won't be so easily moved by what I see or what I hear, or what people doing or what they ain't doing, or what I think they should do. Wrap your arms around your people on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that they will not just have that confidence, but they will have that assurance in you that they may come into that place of rest. After you have suffered for a while, he'll make you perfect, y'all. Entire. It's a process. Help us to accept these things on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we will not go into a place of discouragement or being stuck doing things our own way. Lord, help us on today and give us the courage to face these things, confess, release, let go, and simply embrace your will. Lord, you know each and every last one of us by name. You number the hairs on our heads. You know what we need and even what we don't need. I'm asking you right now, Father God, to do what you do best. And that's simply see about your people. Even now, God. In your son Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. You may be seated if you want to. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. God already wrote our story, you guys. He already knows what each and every last one of us need individually. Thank you, Jesus. 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 We think and believe that God forgot about us. He just let him finish that work that he began in you.
And I guess what we're trying to say tonight, that if the Lord said,
if he said something to you or spoke something over your life, believe that thing. Yes, we don't want to wait. And it's hard for us to wait. But in the waiting, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Both the fish. It's only for a while.
It's only for a while.
It shall speak.
It shall speak.
And
thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. you, Jesus. I love you guys so much. I hope it was something to say though today that y'all understand. I promise I hope I ain't lost nobody. Thank you, Jesus. Stop thinking so little of yourself. Everything that you're going through, I told y'all before, is intentionally purpose, because he got to complete the work that he begun down inside of him. For real, for real. I love you guys so, so very much. I hope y'all wrote down all that stuff. Y'all know we coming up to our 8th annual community day. It's on the 19th. It's time winding down really, really quick. Tell somebody and invite somebody. Everything is free. I just believe God, what he said. For everybody. It's the waiting that causes us to get into a place that ain't good. Let me say that. Lord, I can't never get it right. You never. He the only one that can get us right. He say, I impute righteousness. You just make the right choice to do right. He'll get you right. I just read up. Lord, I'm tired of people breaking my heart. Yep. I'm trying to break something off of you because it ain't going to break you. What do you have me to tell y'all on Thursday and Friday? He say, this is what the Bible says. He is anointed. Jesus is anointed to come to heal the broken heart. So we got to release that brokenness to him. I told y'all how I was. My heart was so broken, baby, at the thought I just hit the floor. I couldn't help it. It just hurt so bad. It hurt so bad. I put so much into it. That man's heart broke me. But God. And when I released it all to him and gave it all to him, it was like a whole new output was put down in the inside of me. And yet I still had to go through another broken heart. And another broke. And then I realized some things. God got perfect. Y'all don't know. It's a process. It's a process. It's a process. Right? The vision. He already got the vision for us. Let God do what he do best in you. Please. Because we can't do it on our own. We can't. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. What God gonna do in you and what he got for you is simply for you. Can't nobody else do what God prepared you to do. They just can't. They just can't. But please know, if you don't do it, he got a ram in the bush. We're gonna get ready to get our tithes and our offering, you guys. Anybody need any envelopes, please raise your hand. We can get you guys some envelopes. Thank you, Jesus.
you, Jesus. Anybody need any envelopes, raise your hand, please.
Look at him.
Thank you, Jesus. I love you guys so much. I pray, God, it was something said on today that will continue to encourage you. When I was praying this morning before service started, he showed me people walking backwards, start walking forward again. This is the month of rededication. Rededicate yourself unto the Lord. Be faithful unto him. That what he put down inside of you and what he begun, it can be perfected. And he can complete the work that he begun. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to get ready to get our tithes and our offering. God in heaven, we come to you and we just want to thank you on today for your word. We thank you for your word that you have given us, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to give us that encouragement to know that we can continue to press and go on in what you have put down in each and every last one of us individually. You are perfecting that thing, Lord. Let not your people go into a place of discouragement or lost hope or fear, Father. I'm asking you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to instill your spirit of obedience in the inside of us, that we will not rebel against your will, your way, your purpose, and your plan. Lord, I'm asking you to touch each and every individual in here, Father God, in the name of Jesus, because you know just what we need and even how we need it. Not only touch us, Father God, but I'm asking you to cover us on today, God. Cover us in our hearts, cover us in our minds, cover us in our spirit on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you will continue, Father God, to be with us. Hold us close, Father God, because it's a lot of times, Lord, that we do not feel you near, but you said that you are with us even until the very end of the world. So I'm asking you to cover your people and comfort them. Lord, I'm asking you right now to complete the work that you've begun in each and every last one of us, Father God, as we, your people, are willing and obedient, Lord, as we give it to leave this place. Cover us, Father God, in confidence and camp your angels around our cars and even our homes, and as we return home, just as we left it, Lord, which is safe. Give us that peace that we need in the challenges that we have in our lives. Cover our children, Lord, even as they are out for the summer, Lord. Protect them and keep them safe, Lord. I'm asking you to do it even now, Lord, in your son Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. I want you guys to come this way. Now, remember, y'all, that our community day is coming up. It's on Saturday, and it is on July the 19th, I think it's July the 19th on that Saturday. This week, you guys, we have the women's forum. It's on Thursday. We got the marriage forum. It's on Wednesday. These things start at 7 o'clock. And remember, Children's Church. We have Children's Church on Friday as well, and we'll be here at 4:30, you guys. Again, know that I love you, and so do Jesus. I speak blessings over your life.